world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Guys, are any evidence yesterday's show is a keeper? I got more emails yesterday on yesterday's show, and it was powerful, and I appreciate it because it encourages me. Sometimes I feel like I want to do what I want to do, but I know this thing is deeper, more stuff going on, unbelievable. So we're going to hurry through this morning because we have a guest, Rick of the C2K Report. Say, folks, you don't say, what the heck is the C2K Report? Well, we're going to get into it. And people talk about it being authentication, pulling themselves out of the system, the government system. Are we able to do that? How do we do that? No, it's not sovereign citizen. It's not any of that stuff. There are many in the, not many, but some in the queue who are already what they call authenticated, meaning have pulled out of the governmental system. So you don't want to miss it. Hang in there with us. And we're going to dive into communion. Joe got up real early for us this morning out there. So Joe, God bless you, brother. Come on in and let's not take the I don't want to say the eating, the sharing of the elements. Let's not take it lightly, man. This is the children's bread. This is healing. Go ahead, Joe. God bless. Thanks for getting that, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. Yes, good morning from California.
they don't even want Trump to end crime out there. It's crazy, isn't it?
No, you got to protect those felons that are walking the street.
It's demonic, you know, brother.
They got to have the state covered insurance and everything, right?
Yep. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. The reading this morning is Hebrews 9, 20 to 28. Saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood.
Mm.
And without the shedding of blood is no
there is remission. No remission of sin. Amen, brother.
It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
Amen.
For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
Joe, this is amazing. I don't know if I've ever read this. This is incredible. Keep going.
And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Wow. Mm.
Pretty profound.
Amen.
Yes, not just a God, it's the creator of all and everything.
Mm, amen.
It did that for us. and the world. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again with gratitude for everything you've done for us and all that you're doing now. You know our nation better, the pitfalls and the challenges in the world as it is in this time that has never been before. We are in new times, Lord. And so we ask you to guide our leaders, to have your Holy Spirit guide us on this call and help us to listen and to surrender and listen in these times, which are changing every day. And we're grateful for communion, Lord. And this is a holy moment. So we need to be sanctified.
Amen.
We ask that you forgive our sins and our transgressions as we come into your sight. And Lord, we ask you to bless this bread and drink that represent your body and blood sacrificed for us. And breastband, help us remember this can be the meal that heals, Lord. So anybody with any aches, any pains, anything wrong, let them surrender and let them receive your healing that you purchased for them. And as a short testimony, I recall this summer I asked you to take my asthma, and that was about almost 3 months ago, and it's gone. So, and I apologize, repent, Lord, for using the word my asthma. That's not good. I don't claim that at all, Lord.
Amen.
I don't claim it at all. That was a wrong thing to say because I don't own it. I don't ever want to own it. And please help, Lord, help everyone listening to remember that life and death are in our tongue, and what we say matters. We often say things about ourselves and those we love most that we don't want to happen. We say the stuff we don't want to happen as if it's going to happen, and often it does because we have prophesied it where we have the most authority. And so thank you for that teaching moment, Lord, in prayer. We are grateful. And thank you for communion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for getting up early out there, Joe.
Well, thanks for having me, sir.
Yeah, I know. I know you enjoy doing it. Thank you, brother. All right, folks, let's dive in here. Many of you have heard some of you have heard of the C2K report. Some of you have heard of, again, sovereign citizens, all this stuff get mixed in together. Well, I've known Rick, who don't know him well, our guest today, who's been really the kind of the progenitor of this whole thing, Randy Conway and some others. And there are guys who are within the queue who already gone through what they call the authentication process, which basically, Rick's going to get in, going to explain all that to us today. And the reason I'm having, I came across my desk yesterday. That sounds official, doesn't it? I don't have a desk. Came across my computer yesterday. That Rick's going to be in here in Ohio, at Plain City, Ohio, next weekend, teaching people how to get authenticated, the clashing of two kingdoms, and that understand that we have been, I don't need to do Rick's job, that we are citizens of the United States government because we claim to be. We let them tell us that we are. And the authentication process is reclaiming, I'm probably butchering this all up, Rick, but it's reclaiming our sovereignty, who we are under God, and just thought it'd be a great time to have Rick come in and share all this with us. So, Rick, the floor is yours, brother. You go and you tell us whatever you want to tell us, how you got into this, what it's all about, yada, yada, yada.
Well, thank you, Coach. First of all, I want to thank you for your invitation to come on to your show. And what an appropriate way to lead into this conversation, but to go through communion, because it really is all about the blood.
Yes.
That's the way we end every show at the C2K Report. We say it's all about the blood. And so it's a perfect lead in. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take that salt that you're passing around. I'm going to start pouring it out right here. Okay.
That'd be good, brother.
Okay. All right. So thank you everybody for, joining this morning. I know you probably weren't expecting me, but yes, we have a thing going on at the C2K Report. We are essentially, Randy Conway and I, we are together kind of the voice pieces for this thing that we've developed. I don't want to say created, because Jesus was proclaimed as king back in Matthew chapter 28. So I don't want to say I'm the creator of it, certainly not. But what we're doing is just putting together an organized effort to bring the church out of the Stone Ages. And what I mean by the Stone Ages is that we've bought into this concept of 501c3s, where we have an alignment, we have a relationship with the state, and that relationship has caused nothing but harm to the church. Over and over again, we see what that relationship has done. It's caused us to have to basically make obligations and sacrifices to the state, which is not something that's biblical. I know a lot of people like to read that in the Romans chapter 13, but we talk about that. The very first verse of Romans chapter 13 talks about the fact that it talks about your soul and you're making your soul subject to the higher powers. That's exactly what the first verse of Romans chapter 13 says. And when you talk about your soul is not something. I'm sorry. Your soul is not something that's subject to man-made government. Your soul's not subject to Barack Obama. Your soul's not subject to Donald Trump. Your soul's not subject to Hillary Clinton, thank God. You know, your soul's not subject to any of that. Your soul is subject to God. So right from the get-go, it sets the preface for the entire chapter. What it's talking about is a government that was established by God from the very beginning. Nine kinds of angelic host that run all kinds of different aspects of God's creation, the ether and weather. That's why Jesus, when he was in that boat, was able to raise his hand and say, "Peace be still," and the rain and the storm stopped. Right?
Was different realms, right, Rick? Different realms, and yeah. we don't view it as that. We don't understand that aspect.
Right. He was literally talking to those who are governing that realm and saying, "Hey, stop it." Okay. And he has that authority. So he was able to do that. So, that's just to kind of precondition you into where we're going here. The C2K.
Rick, let me stop you a second, Rick. We got your website up there. It says C 2K report, the clash of two kingdoms. That's yeah. You're talking about a Christian worldview, Christian Christ, King of Kings, over everybody and everything.
Yes, sir. Actually, which is the only governance. Everything else is a man-made, you know, false gospel. The only government over this entire earth is Jesus as King.
Amen.
And we are his servants. And by the way, Klaus Schwab is his servant too. He's just a really bad one. Okay.
Hey folks, so, I put this report in the chat there. If you want to get it on your own computer, go to get in the chat there, and I stuck it in there. Sorry, Rick.
No, you're totally good. So what I want to explain to you is that the C2K report, all we are is just like the official voice of this thing that we're building out, this construct called the Holy Nation of the Ecclesia. And that's what's having a conference, its very first conference in Plain City, Ohio, on the 12th and 13th of September.
Next weekend, folks.
Yes, next weekend. If you go about halfway down that homepage, you can actually see the there's a flyer, and there's ways for you to grab a ticket.
Hey Spencer, scroll down there if you can.
Yeah.
Wake up, dude.
Halfway down the page. Keep going. Right there. There you go. And there's going to be a live stream as well. You can see where the little live stream link is there on the bottom. So, you know, feel free to take advantage of you if you'd like to. But I want to explain a little bit about this Holy Nation of the Ecclesia, because I think this is exciting, and I think that this is important for everybody to know. We're not doing something weird. We're not creating a church. We're not creating a denomination. What we're doing is we're giving people an opportunity who love the Lord with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, okay? Giving them an opportunity to come out of this system, which I call it Babylon because it's made itself pretty well evidenced of the fact that it's practicing, mystical Babylonian things, all the way from its money to its political affairs and everything else. So the Bible gives us a mandate in Revelation. It says come out of Babylon in order to avoid her plagues. Well, I think in 2020, we experienced a pretty good little plague there. And we've been experiencing it for a long time. We just didn't really realize it. You know, we're all patriots. We love America. And we weren't willing to look deep into the heart and understand what's actually going on. But today I'm going to kind of explain a couple of things. But I just want to run through this Holy Nation of the Ecclesia. What we've done is we've created kind of a nation within a nation, if you will. What we've done is we've separated ourselves, utilizing the first step of authentication, which I'll get to in a minute, and having what's called a naturalization process to come out of Babylon and come into a structure that's created in order to protect the people of God, in order to protect the church. So all we do is look for evidence, right? None of us are God. I can't look in your heart. I can't look in your eyes and see that you are committed to Jesus Christ 100%. I can't do that. I don't have that power. I'm not an X-Men, right? I can't do that. Okay. But what I can do is I can look at evidence that you provide. So if you've been authenticated, then you're saying that, hey, I'm willing to come out of Babylon, because that is the first step. If you've been baptized, and I mean by your choice, not sprinkled as a baby, but by your choice, you're willing to, you're basically saying, hey, yeah, I'm part of the family, right? And then we have a little bit of a process. We've got a trust that we help you understand, and we have a ministry that we help you to understand so that you can run your life through it. And once you've done that, that's what we call naturalizing somebody into the Holy Nation of the Ecclesia. It's just through evidence. So,
Rick, when you get born, they immediately give you a birth certificate. and attach a social security number to you, and you're automatically part of the governmental system.
So I was about to get to that. Here's a deep dive on what's going on. So 1913, right? Let's take you back to 1913. Federal Reserve comes into play. When you hear the words Federal Reserve, the first thing you do is you kind of like quake inside. You're like, oh my goodness, that's the most evil thing that ever, you know. But there's actually a duality to it. Believe it or not, there was a structure that was set up through the Federal Reserve that involves funding the government of the United States. And the way that they did that is that they utilized your name to create an estate, and that estate funds the interest of the United States, or it funds the interest of national security. So all the things that they do, all the evil, crazy things that they do everywhere, is actually being done in your name. So if you look at your birth certificate, you'll notice that it's got more than just your birth information on it. If it was just your birth information, no harm, no foul, no problem. Okay. So you know, that would just be a document that says, yeah, I was born, I'm a citizen, I'm good, I'm an American, you know, I love America, apple pie, baseball, football, we're good. But that's not all it has on it. It's got another date on there as well, and that's your registration date. And normally there's a few days in between your birth date and your registration date. And that registration date is the issue, because when you register something, I don't care if it's to Sears and Robux. I don't even know. Do they exist anymore, Dave? I'm not sure.
So. Okay. There's Robux not in there, I don't think. But yeah, go ahead.
But wherever you register something, what you're doing is you're giving them authority to administrate that thing that you're registering. So when you register to vote, you're giving the United States the opportunity to administrate your vote. Huh, I wonder why there's so many crazy things going on, like dead people voting. And but anyhow, I don't want to get off that subject. But when you register something, you're registering that to an entity to govern over, to administrate over.
Well, so the moment you're born, they give you a number that automatically connects you to the corporation.
Not necessarily the moment you're born, but
I got you.
Yeah, days later, there's a date on your birth certificate. Everybody can pull out your birth certificate and you can look and see that there's a registration date. That's the date that they assigned an estate to your name. And that estate is in all capital letters. Okay. So it's not really you, but it's something that in your name they're using in order to fund government. So that's why, if you've ever asked yourself, you know, why are they constantly, you know, utilizing things like our military to go and to do for-profit things, right? Why are they utilizing our military? Our military are good men and women that go out there and do, and they're supposed to do things that are on behalf of the American people and extend goodwill and bring freedom, right, to people. That was the whole point of the military, was to protect us and to bring freedom. Well, it's become a for-profit business, right? And yep. the problem with that is that is a consequence of the fact that they're using your name to fund government, because they have to make a profit or else the whole thing falls apart. So it's a constant going forward in order to make that profit, because they have to make a profit in your name. They have a fiduciary relationship with you. And if they do not make a profit, they might find themselves no longer on earth. Okay. So it's a high level, you know, shell game kind of situation going on there. So that is to say that the authentication process is to go take that evidence of that event that happened, and
somebody signed you up for the team without your approval.
Yeah, and usually it's your mother, and that's the unfortunate thing, right? They're usually the informant, because they were doing it under a whatever that word is,
supposition.
Yeah, thank you. they were doing it under a presupposition. They thought they were doing it because they were being a good patriot, right? Because, you know, there was some kind of law that said you had to register your children. But it became the policy of hospitals, so it's very easy for someone to fall into that, you know, particular thing. They won't release you unless you register your child, right? So it becomes a very difficult thing to fight. But Coach, there's a process that we call the authentication process for you to be able to undo that particular thing and take back that authority over that particular entity so that you can administrate it. Okay. But after authentication, there is more process. There is more process for you to do, because you've got to learn to govern yourself. You cannot allow this system to govern you any longer. You've got to tether yourself to Scripture so that you're governed under Christ, so that your house, an independent house of the Lord Jesus Christ, can begin to govern itself outside of this system. And you can do that. We've been showing people how to do it and proving it over and over again.
In fact, Rick, there are people in this group right now who are part of this show this morning who have gone through this process. Folks, this is not some kooky anti-American, no, it isn't about that. It's about all authority. You understand that we've become chattel. By chattel, meaning when you register, I'm just kind of giving an overview here, Rick. When you register, the government's now able to use your social security number to borrow stuff, to own stuff. And you never really gave them the authority to be able to do that. Isn't that the heart of what we're talking about, Rick?
It is. It's about taking back the authority and the administration of things that they're using for evil.
You own you, not the government. The government doesn't own you. But when you get the Social Security number, they own you, don't they? Or at least have authority over you.
Right. They certainly administrate it. Okay. So this is a process that we've put together that, I tell you, I got to be honest with you, this is all about the Lord, okay? He has constructed this from the very beginning. He's shown us what to do, and he's brought it from different, you know, pieces here and there, and shown us exactly what to do, and he's still showing us exactly how to fully come out of Babylon, because there are compelling contracts that we've all gotten ourselves into that, you know, that are a little bit more difficult to navigate.
So let me hold you right there a second, Rick. Yeah. On the screen right now is the conference that's coming up next weekend in Plain City, Ohio. You say, Coach, I live in Texas. Okay. Well, they have live streaming. They have live streaming available as well. Now, I wouldn't bring something to you that, it's kooky. I wouldn't do that. This thing is real. There are many in the queue who've already gone through the authentication process. And basically what it is, Rick, is the authentication process is taking away government authority over you that you never meant to give them. Would that be safe to say, Rick?
That is true. And now we have to learn how to govern it ourselves so that they follow their own law, because that's the problem, is these guys, they don't even follow their own law. I think you can see that, right? It's evidence throughout society, but now you have to learn how to govern it. And that's what the Holy Nation of the Ecclesia is all about, is teaching people how to govern themselves in Christ.
So Rick, let me throw this in there. And then I know, folks, we can't talk about this in 50 minutes, get it all out, right? Can somebody explain to me, and I was doodling with this. We've run a ministry here at Coach Dave Live for 20, 25 years, really. Rick, can you explain to me why the government needs to know what Christians are doing with their ministry? How do we get to that point where Christians had to register their Christianity with the government?
Yeah, we got to that point because we've had some brilliant deceivers that have come through America and have basically married the church to the state. Mm-hmm. And so in doing that, there's been a presumption made. And now it's just become part of our culture, Dave. It's just become part of our culture. And we're going to have to undo that.
So when I get mad, Rick, I'm just talking about me now. When I get mad that my tax dollars go to murder babies, I have no recourse right now. I have no recourse. Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I say, listen, the free exercise of my faith says, I want to give a damn dime to anybody that's going to kill babies. And as a sovereign, I don't like to use the word sovereign, but as a somebody under the authority of Christ, I cannot, with a good conscience, say, sorry, Jesus, I got to obey Washington, D.C. That's ludicrous on its face, is it not, Rick?
It is, and that's why we have to take it back, Dave. That's why we have to take it back. And this is part of that process of taking it back. But if we stop at authentication, well, now you've got a hold of something that's really important, but you don't know what to do with it, right? So so there is a process and there is an education system that you have to learn in order to understand that. And here's another chief point that I just want to bring up. Look, you can only serve one master. Okay. The United States is a master. And Amen. Christ is a master. So you got to choose. Which one is it? Okay. Which one is it? Now, I know we love our country, but you need to separate America from the United States. You got to separate those two. We are Americans. Yes. We were born on this soil and we have a birthright here. But the United States is a corporation. It is clearly a corporation. Every department in the United States is for profit. That's a corporation. They all do their thing. Okay. So we have to separate that mentality. And we have to stop saying, well, you know, if I push back against the United States, am I really a true American? No, man. You're a true American, period. Okay, when you push back against the United States, you're basically saying, hey, I'm tired of what you're doing. I'm going to take authority back, and I'm going to govern myself in Christ. That's exactly what we're doing.
That's right. My mommy and daddy put me into this system without my approval. And now that I know what's going on, I want to take back my authority. Look, I'm going to open it up for questions here, Rick. We can't do all this in an hour. There's some people in there who have authenticated. I'm sure some of them right now say, oh, here we go. Here we go. Sovereign sin, here we go. And it's because of the ignorance. We don't understand. Folks, do you ever get tired of what you pay your tax? No. They confiscate your taxes. You don't pay them. They confiscate your hard-earned money and do things with it that you would never support. Does that bother you? Should that bother us as Christians? That we have in the course of my lifetime, 1947, they said there was a separation between the church and state and put government above Christianity. They've done that, folks. Your church, where you go to church, reports their finances to the government. How did that ever get to the point where the church now reports to the government? And I don't care where you are, who you are, when you go to your church, when you go to your pastor today, I promise you he's worried about following IRS regulations. Antichrist governmental regulations laid on top of the church, by the way, and on top of you too. Why? Because you're the ecclesia. We are the church, man. We are the church. And so one of the things, sorry, Rick, I just got to get this out of me. The pastors will stand in the pulpit, and what will they say? Well, you have to pay your taxes. We're good American citizens here. You have to pay your taxes. Really? Really? Why? They're killing babies with it. They're killing babies with it. Well, that's all. God will take care of it, right? We're to obey the government. folks, that's where we are. And so what Rick and his crew have come up with is you just take, hey, I'm sorry, 281, whatever my social security number is, which I know, you don't own me because of that number. Sorry, you don't. Rick, am I getting this stuff straight? Because there are people out there who don't get it. When they hear the idea of sovereign citizen or whatever that is, oh, they just turn off because why? They're fearful of the IRS. Go ahead, Rick.
Let me just bring up a piece of scripture real quick that's really, really good to educate people on this. Matthew chapter 17, there's an occasion where Peter meets somebody at the gate who says, hey, does your master pay tribute?
Yeah.
And he says, yes, my master pays tribute. Well, Peter goes back to the house where Jesus happens to be staying, and Jesus stops him before he comes in the door and says, what have you done, Simon? What have you done? Peter said, well, yeah, we're the children. And Jesus says, well, then, you know, we owe no tribute. You don't owe an obligation to the state when you are in Christ. You owe
unless the church is your daddy. If the church is your daddy, then you do have an obligation to him. And Rick, let me take that one place farther. They said, does your master pay taxes? Right? And Jesus pulled him aside and said exactly what he said. You're a child of the king. You're free. But Jesus said, so they don't hook me by the mouth and drag me in for not paying taxes, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. If you think it belongs to the government, then you give it to them.
He didn't tell you to pay it.
Said, because Jesus didn't want to go down being crucified for not paying taxes.
That's where I was just about to go. I was gonna point out and show you that yes, Peter had entered into a contract by saying yes. So Jesus says, Peter, well, actually he called him Simon by his old name, so that was even worse. But he says, Simon, go and catch a fish and take the coin in its mouth and pay the tax for you and for me. So they were settling a debt that they had made because of Peter's mouth.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Anybody want to jump in here? Come on in here now. Keep going, Rick. Somebody will pop in here in a second.
No, I could technically take questions. I mean, I tell you what we're looking for, is to find more people who love the Lord and want to just provide evidence to enter into this holy nation so that we can gather together and create infrastructure for the kingdom. Because when we were asked to pray on earth as it is in heaven, that indicates to us that we're supposed to be building something here. There is something that we're supposed to be doing. And that thing is now. We're not supposed to sit on a rock and wait for that time when we get to heaven. It's supposed to be done right now. We have lots of work to do.
Amen. Amen. Folks, on the website, it says video training. I don't know if you guys seen that or not. So when the show's over and maybe it kind of piqued your interest a little bit, you want to know about it, well, go right there on the website. Click on that, Spence, if you could, real quick. Video training. Exactly explaining to you what's going on, how you authenticate, although it's all there. It's all there. Hey, Rick, here's a good question I know people are asking. How many have you been thrown in jail for being authenticated?
None of us, not for being authenticated. Now, there are people who are in prior contracts who have problems, but we're teaching them how to resolve those and settle those contracts.
Amen. Come on in, Jeff Nares. Hey, Jeff, tell us your story, not your life story. Come on.
Yep. What helped me a while back was I asked Rick on the phone, what are the top three things that this does for me, and what does it do against me? How does it hurt? How does it help me? Does it hurt me?
That's a great question, Rick.
Okay. Well, a lot of people say, does this put a target on your back? Well, the way we like to say it is, you've already got a target on your back. you they put a target on the back on your back the moment that you were registered. You got a target on your back, so it doesn't hurt you in any way, unless you decide to enter into contracts, because that's the only thing that's going to hurt you is a contract. Like, for instance, what do we do when we get married? Do we just say, okay, Lord, this woman and this man are going to come into a holy union with you? Is that what we do? And we just do it according to scripture? No, of course not. We go down to the courthouse and we get a license. Do you know what a license was intended to do in the beginning? You know how where licenses came from? During the time of slavery in America, for a white man to marry a black woman, they had to get a license, because remember, there was not parity between the two. The woman was only 7/10 of a person according to the law, right? So yeah. In order to have parity, they had to go get a license to marry the two.
Government approval.
And we're still using that archaic method because it's become part of our culture. So the problem is, Dave, we contract with, I call it Babylon, okay? We contract with Babylon, and Babylon rules, okay? We got to stop contracting. And then your authentication is going to work perfectly. The problem people get into is they get into contracts where the state is the fiduciary. Mm. And when you do that, man, they're going to drag you into court, and they're going to enforce that contract.
And so, Coach, real quick, what got me was the fact when I found out that we are traded on the stock market, you can tell people how they can look up their own name and see that they how many times they've been traded. That was insane to me.
It is insane. Yeah, I want you all to think about this too, with the IRS, the way the IRS is set up. Failure to file. If you were charged with failure to file, it's not the degree of crime that filing a false report would be. You understand what I'm saying, folks? When you sign your income tax form, you sign at the bottom of it, you say it's the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, and they get you because, well, you made a mistake or that was not true. Am I okay there, Rick, with what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me show you another place where you could go. So there's a place called Dun and Bradstreet on the internet. And I don't know how you get in there anymore. They almost want to make you buy things to see things anymore. But there may be a way for you to kind of sneak in and see things. Dun and Bradstreet, look up your own name on Dun and Bradstreet. And when you see it, you'll be like, wait a minute, who registered this name and gave it a number on Dun and Bradstreet, which is a commercial it's a place for commercial entities to get numbers that do business, right? Do you do business? I mean, is it in your name?
Tradable like commodity. You're a tradable commodity.
Yeah, it's a tradable commodity. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not sure how you would get in and do it anymore. They seem to have been changing it, so it's hard to get in there unless you pay for it. But yeah.
Okay, so Rick, we got 15 minutes and a bunch of people got questions. Folks, your story, not your life story. Come on in, Chad.
Hey, Rick, welcome to the show. The question I have, well, not a question, but the thing, why don't you talk about, many in this audience are retired folks, so they have Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and how would authenticating affect that, and would they lose those benefits that they've been paying their whole life? Go ahead. Thank you, brother.
Great question, Chad.
It is a great question. Probably the most popular question we were ever asked is that question right there. So good question. Yeah, it doesn't affect any of those benefits whatsoever. It actually could enhance it, because once you really understand how to come out of Babylon, and you take the proper authority over administration over those things, you actually have a way to negotiate those things. Okay, there's actually a way to negotiate those things. So you think you're stuck with a particular payout for your Social Security? Not necessarily. Okay, So I'm just saying it actually is a benefit to you to go through this, to go through authentication, which is really easy, by the way. And I would suggest Taiwan, okay, because that's the one country that they're never going to take away. That a lot of countries have become part of the Hague, okay, but, international court. But Taiwan, Taiwan is the casino of the elite. They go there to do all the nasty stuff that they do. And even though there's a lot of conjecture about, you know, oh, Taiwan's about to be taken over by China, so on and so forth, Taiwan's always been under China. It's a republic of China, okay? But they have a relationship where they are the casino, if you will, for the elite. And so it's never going to be part of the Hague, okay? So you're very you're very safe using Taiwan to do an authentication process. You have to use a country that is not in the Hague. And so I would just suggest use Taiwan and, you know, go to your state with your official birth certificate and tell your state that you want to certify it for Taiwan. They stopped using the word authentication, Dave. These states, they're so corrupt that they're changing the language so that people don't understand what they're doing. So you just ask them to certify it for Taiwan, and you know, you have to pay a little bit of amount. You'll get it back from the state. Then you turn around and you send it to the feds. And you say that there you can use the word authentication. They still use that word. And ask them to authenticate it for Taiwan. And you'll get back with a grommet, a three-pager. And that three-pager will have the authentication from the national, state, and underneath that your birth certificate. And that thing is gold. You're going to want to keep that in a safe. And if you decide to come into the Holy Nation, we can teach you things about that will blow your mind.
Okay, so we're dragging into the weeds a little bit. I'm not making fun of you.
Well, Rick, the part is, would the authenticating hurt their Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid? Would it hamper it? Would it keep them from getting it and file it? You know, because this, I'm just saying, you know, just answer that one part there, brother.
Good question.
Yeah, the answer is no. It doesn't hamper it at all. That is a contract you have with the United States. This doesn't hamper contracts. This helps your contracts.
Randy, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to authenticate Mr. Rick Hidalgo and C2K Report and everybody with it. I'm part of the group. I'm a quiet member. But these guys, Coach, they're very credible. They're men of God. This is a very godly, a very biblical group. This is the purpose of this, Coach. This whole thing that Rick has given his life to is to bring people out of Egypt, out of Babylon, out of the system. And this is the way to do it, Coach. This is the way to do it. Listen, we've learned by trial and error and time, and we've made some wrong thing decisions. But look, Coach, it's in process. And these men have given their lives to this, Coach. I'm telling you, if people only knew. So I'm just saying, go listen to the conference in September. Listen and learn. And if it's you, and if you're ready to do this, this is the way out and the way into the Holy Nation, Coach. It's just, it's a time thing. We're just here for such a time as this. And God bless you, Rick.
Amen. So, folks, the conference is next weekend. All right. Yes, I'm going to be there. Ray, come on in.
Yeah, real quick, Rick, by deregistering from that, do you void your rights to vote in state federal elections run for any state federal elections as well?
No, you just administrate it.
What does that mean, Rick?
Because it was never you that voted. In their eyes, look at your voter registration card. Is it in all capital letters?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't ever vote. Okay, it was that entity that they created that voted. So all you're doing is taking back the authority to actually vote.
They're using your name. They're just using your name. Using your name.
You wonder why there's so many weird voting things happening. Maybe.
Yeah. Wow. Betty.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the voting, but also if we don't file taxes, will we go to jail? you know, because supposedly we don't have to file taxes once we're
out. That's how they scare you. That's how they scare you. What do you say there, Rick?
That is how they scare you. Taxes is an obligation. If you don't owe an obligation to the United States, you don't have to pay it. We can show you how to live your life so you never owe an obligation to the United States.
See, you only owe an obligation to the United States because they gave you a Social Security number when you were born, and they immediately put you in the system. Right, Rick?
If you use a Social Security number, that is an obligation. But we can show you how to use a different number that you don't have to, there's no obligation to.
Well, folks, this ain't kooky. This ain't kooky, folks. I'm telling you.
So I got a birth certificate from Taiwan. That's basically as far as I got. So if I didn't file for taxes, I'd be okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, none of us have ever owed a single tax. It's never been us that's been solicited for taxes. It's that all capital letter estate that they keep. That they keep robbing those taxes from.
It's just we think that's us. They gave us that.
Think it's us.
They gave us those capital letters, and we think that's us.
Yep.
And it isn't us. It's an entity they created.
Yeah, you're totally safe. We just have to help you to understand how to stay safe in that area. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And folks, you can live stream it. Right. You can live stream it. Hey, Rick, if they can't make it to the conference and they can live stream it, how long do they have to use the live stream, Rick? You know?
My understanding is that they'll have a full year of access to it if they buy
the live stream. They'll go back and watch it over and over and over and over again. Steve Deck, come on in. I'm sorry. Yeah, Steve, then Teresa. Go, Steve. Oh, lost him. Teresa.
Oh, hello, Rick.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
Can you speak about state tax versus federal tax? Because the federal government is obviously with the Social Security and all that stuff, but what about local state tax?
States are bullies, guys. The states are bullies because your state tax is derived on a percentage of your federal tax. If you don't have an obligation to your federal, then what does that mean about the state, right? It means you have no obligation. It's just that they're a bully pulpit is what they are. But we can help you. We can show you how to handle that as well.
Okay, Rick. How long have you been doing this? Did you just start last week?
We did not just start last week. The C2K reports existed for 5 years. That's about the same length that we've been doing this whole process. Yes.
All right. Not some fly by night. Go ahead, Brett.
Morning, Coach.
Morning,
team. Hey, Rick, I think we discussed this some time ago, but what if you have a C corporation or S corporation or LLC, that sort of thing? How does that affect it?
Good question.
So those kind of corporations are obligations of the United States, but is there a way for you to be able to create a scenario where it lessens your burden? Yes, because if you have a ministry that is actually doing the work, we can set that up in such a way to where there's very little that your LLC or your S corp is making in order to have an obligation. Yeah,
hey, folks, look, here's what they did to us. I'll get you, Teresa. Hang on. They gave you a 501c3 tax exempt. In other words, they gave you something you didn't need. Why? Because the church is tax immune. Do you understand the difference in those two things, folks? The church is tax immune. When they went through COVID, what did they tell us with COVID? They were going to give you a shot, and then you were going to be immune. You would never get it. The church is tax immune. And when you go get a 501c3, you ask them for permission. You don't have to ask them for permission. You are immune. Do I have that right, Rick?
That is correct. Sorry.
Pretty simple, huh? And what happens whenever you want to start a ministry? What do they tell you? Well, you got to go get yourself a 501c3 and you walk right into the friggin' trap again. Teresa, come on in.
Good morning. I have two quick questions. One is, once you do this, can you hold elected office? And the other one is, how does this affect your property, your land property, your car property, or your debt?
Great, great question.
So can you hold elected office? That's going to be a choice between, you know, you and the members of your house as to whether you're going to do something like that. I have kind of a little bit of a conspiratorial view when it comes to that. It seems like everybody who gets elected turns into a fool.
She's asking legally.
Yes. Legally. You could do that. Yes. Now, what was the other part of the question? Autos and.
Yeah. How does this affect your property, land, car, and also your debt?
So one of the things that we're doing is, as the Holy Nation, is we're beginning to teach people how to bring their cars and land out of the system and to put it into their house. So that's another thing that we're doing, because we want to take it all out of the system. We're tired of their administration. I mean, you can't even build a shed on your property.
The government has no authority over you, only what you grant them the authority.
Right.
I mean, that's just the truth of it. Mark Trump.
Yeah, Coach, just the more I learn about this whole process, the more it angers me, because during the times that Peter and Jesus talked about taxes, the Romans did the same exact thing. They took the Christians, the Jews at the time, made them pay out of fear. The tax collectors. This is what Mark did, right? Wasn't he? Or Matthew? But this is what they did then, Coach. What America did is the same exact thing, except at birth, they put a number on you. It's the same exact thing they did over there that Jesus and Rick just shared with us. They duplicated it, and fear is still the presiding motivation.
Amen. Fear. Don't want to go to prison.
You know, that's what makes me so mad about this, is we've been traditionally brainwashed. We were born into this system. It's not our fault. Thank you, Rick, for you and your team getting out. What is the difference now? Here's my question. What's the difference now and then in Rome? What's the difference?
Maybe it's worse. Here, to be honest.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. They've got us tagged at birth. They didn't do that in Roman days. They just chopped your head off or something, right?
Hey, Rick, do the Amish pay taxes?
So this is a complicated question, Dave. I'll try to answer as fast as possible. The old-fashioned concept of Amish did not pay taxes. They stayed out of the system completely. We're starting to see where a lot of Amish are coming and utilizing pieces of the system. And by doing so, they're creating obligation. So, you know, that's traditionally no.
Amen. Jack, quickly.
Yeah, there's some interesting concepts there. I like what you're saying. But as we know, the words have meaning. And a lot of the things that we think are true just aren't. They have been implied. Like, for instance, there is no law requiring you to have a Social Security number. You have to ask for it. Okay, so it's not automatic, and it doesn't have to be. You have to ask. Somebody has to ask for it. That's how you enter into an adhesion contract. And we need to learn how to get out of those adhesion contracts.
That's what we're talking about. We're running low here on time. Hey, folks, look, we're running low here on time. Rick ain't crazy. Go to his website. A lot of information there. Watch the videos. Folks. They try to scare us into obeying unrighteous laws. Try to scare us into doing it, right? Lock up your friend. I know this happened to somebody, and I know this happened to somebody. And that's what we're up against. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So in closing, it's coming up next week here in Plain City, Ohio. You can come in person, or you can buy the live stream, watch it over and over, and folks, just on your own. Just figure out what's going on your own. Rick, stay right there. We'll say bye to our live audience, and we'll keep going there. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend.